Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I know we often talk about the serious, the real issues here on Lunchtime Live, but it's often the nonsense stuff that really grabs our attention. And this morning, the story that really caught my eye was in the UK on iNews. Kate Lister writing, women who bring their husbands to lunch with the girls should be arrested immediately. She says there really are people walking amongst us who think it's socially acceptable to bring their significant other with them when they hang out with their friends. And let's be honest, we all have a story like this. We were talking about it in the office this morning. Everybody got involved because everybody has at one time or another found themselves in this situation. Sarah Jane Tobin is the acting editor of rollercoaster.ie. Sarah Jane, has this happened to you?
Hi, Andrea. I don't know what you're saying when you say that this isn't an important issue. It's a very important issue.
Do you know what? It's the stuff that we would talk about privately in the WhatsApp group. That's what it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's happened to me. And it's so annoying. And I would be startled to think that it hasn't happened at some point to pretty much any woman out there. Girls' lunches are a sacred thing. You know, that's where we go to vent. That's where we go to talk about our relationships, our financial worries, our emotional worries, our hormones, everything, like our body shape, everything. That's what we go. That's what we do. And to have a partner, someone who essentially, like, I mean, let's be fair, 9 times out of 10, you're only friends with these people because they're with your friends.
Absolutely. You're not,
like, you probably wouldn't line them up and say, yeah, you and me, we're going to be besties. We're going to, you know, we're going to get in on a deep level and really kind of get to know each other. Like, I have friends who are married 14 years. I have friends who are with their husbands 20 years. And I'm still, I'm mad about them. Lovely fellas. But I would not be telling them anything that I'd be talking about in front of the girls. And I don't know why they'd want to hear it either.
But do you find there are times where, you know, you and maybe some of the gang of girls or whatever it is, the group, you arrange a lunch or a dinner or you're going to something or it's a night out at Christmas and all of a sudden, here comes the message. We'll call them, for the purposes of the conversation, Sarah Jane, today, right, and that we don't end friendships live on air, we're going to call them Steph and Dave, because that's what Kate Lister refers to her fictitious friends in the piece about. But, like, as much as I want to hang out with you and Steph, you know, Dave's grand. He's a great fella. But I've no interest in telling them all about my private life.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. And I think, you know what, I think this is an issue. It says a lot about their relationship as opposed to your friendship relationship, if you know what I mean. If you're able, like, I would have no problem saying to any of the girls, not that they do it anymore, like, it was something that might have happened when we were in our 20s and 30s and stuff like that. We're now at the age where we're like, we need to get the hell away from them and we need to just have one-on-one time. But, you know, there was a period of time where there was always some hanger-on coming along. And 9 times out of 10, it was because they weren't comfortable with the fact that the girls, let's call her Steph, they weren't comfortable with Steph coming out with the girls on her own, going into town, looking, dressing up, looking hot, you know, going out for a laugh with the girls. Dave was feeling a little bit insecure and kind of wanted to make sure that she wasn't going straying. And I think that kind of says an awful lot about their relationship. But it also kind of, it's a little bit, I don't know if it's a little bit of a controlling thing as well. Like, I don't like it. I don't think it's cool. I think that, as I said, I certainly wouldn't be, even though I've known them 20-odd years, my friends' husbands and boyfriends and partners, I wouldn't be, you know, comfortable talking to them about anything, really. I go with my friends because they've known me and they know my me warts and all. And that's kind of the joy of girl groups and girlfriends and girl lunches and stuff. But then we do need to let it out every now and then, every few months.
Listen,
just to feel a little bit normal.
We need a good bitch. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's kind of healthy, actually.
We do, 100%. Like, I mean, that's, otherwise you're just going to be going around in a bad mood all the time. And I think getting other women's perspectives, because at the end of the day, now don't shoot me for this, it is a man's world in lots of respects. And women do see things differently. And at the end of the day, it is nice to have your feelings validated by somebody who's in a similar situation to you and not somebody who's going to try and, you know, talk you down or ridicule your sensitivities or anything like that, which I'm sorry, it's happened to me quite a few times.
Okay, yeah. So you know, you can you can say this with experience. Aideen Finnegan, Sarah Jane is with us as well. Aideen is a podcast producer with the Irish Times. Have you come across this, Aideen?
Yeah, I have come across it, Andrea, and I... But not in a long time. And I think probably because of the life stage I'm at, you know, me and my girlfriends, we have small children at home. So when we organize a brunch, it's usually quite a while in advance. We are all counting down the days until we can see each other. And so if somebody brought along a husband, it'd be like, are you okay? Like,
why is he here?
What is Dave doing here? But I do think it's tricky because there are an awful lot of rules and permutations and stuff like that. So like I said, like that girl's lunch, that's a sit down thing in a restaurant, we'll say. You can't get away from a husband there. But like if he was coming along to the pub and it was those big girls' night and there was enough of you that you're all breaking off into little groups of twos and threes, you could kind of forget about him a lot of the time. But I agree, there's a big red flag there. If A, the friend needs him there, why does she need him there? Does she really? Or, you know, is it that he's quite controlling of her behavior and doesn't want her out of her sight? I think that's something you'd want to maybe drill down into a little bit with your friend.
Why are you asking him in the first place?
Well, why is he looking to come along? Why does he not want you to have
The question that always crosses my mind, right, when this comes up is, what the hell does Dave want to come for in the first place? Why does he want to come for lunch or dinner with the girls?
Exactly. I think there's something going on there. There's some sort of controlling behavior. It's a red flag for me, to be honest. So if it was happening with a friend of mine, I would be having that chat with her. But I do think it's up there with in terms of being an egregious social faux pas. It is right up there with maybe, I don't know, killing your friend's cat or something.
It's not okay.
I want to be the person in the WhatsApp group, like you were saying. And like, you know, we all enjoy being a little bit louche sometimes, don't we? And you know, it's not even that. It's like, I'd be happy to be as crass as I would be with my girlfriends in front of their husband, because that's on him if he wants to be there and be exposed to all that. But it's the other stuff. It's the other stuff that's, you know, people have stuff going on in their families. People might be having difficulties with their own children or their own parents. Somebody might be, I don't know, bereaved or going through something really big. Mm. And it's not fair to bring someone who changes the dynamic into that situation.
Can we just point out, to be fair, because this also works in the vice versa as well, Aideen, and as this texter has pointed out, it's the exact same the other way around too. My mate's girlfriends keep showing up when we're out. It doesn't bother us that much, but the atmosphere, it does change a bit because you feel you have to include her. It's not just
the dynamic does change. It's true. It's true. But I mean, it is. It's sort of similar. It's not the same. Sometimes you can have that controlling behavior, and it doesn't matter which side of the gender divide it is. It's still controlling behavior. But otherwise, like lads on a lad's night out, they're not having deep and meaningfuls, are they? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. You can text in, lads, if I'm underselling you, but like, I don't think they're having the same emotional raking over the coals that a lot of girls do when they get together.
Yeah. Sunday Mirror columnist Siobhan O'Connor is with us as well. Siobhan, does it bother you when people bring their partners to events when they weren't ever invited?
Yeah, and I think it's insidious. I think the girls are right. It's a control thing. But what happens generally, not so much now. Years ago, that's happened to me a few times where I've been on a date with a girl, my friend, right? Just, you know, my friend. And she has brought her partner on our own. So that's even worse. Just the three of us, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
That happened a few times with a certain friend, right? And I agree with Aideen and Sarah Jane. It was, and yourself, Andrea, it was coercion. It was kind of control, a control thing. But I think now in my 40s, the girls are talking about topics that are definitely no longer wouldn't interest the men. And also, we're never talking about the men. We've other things to talk about. Do you know what I mean? We're not sitting there having a bitch and moan about our fellas. It's more now we've other things to talk about, like the perimenopause and the menopause. So that's really
Maybe what we should do the next time I find myself in a situation like this, I'm going to come up with about four or five topics, ones I know that'll really make Dave feel uber uncomfortable. Sit next to him and then, you know, start up the chat about... Something that he'd be so uncomfortable with. Poor Dave will never come again.
But it's something like maybe the partners drop their wives off. That's something that's happened. And then everyone says, oh, go on, sit down for a quick one, you know, or a quick chat.
But
or,
people don't really mean that, Siobhan. It's just kind of niceties, isn't it? It's just being polite.
They don't mean it. They don't mean it. But, like, I've been a spare wheel in a lad's thing before where I was invited by a partner at the time. And I didn't realise it was a lad's night out. And I was mortified. And it was, I was kind of, I didn't know what to say or go. So sometimes it can happen that way by accident as well. I don't think it's always a control thing. But I do think with men arriving, it's happened as well with another friend of mine who no longer is dating the guy because he used to just turn up at things, like in the middle of things.
He just landed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a different story.
You know, yeah. But that's control.
Yeah, you see, it's funny.
I was just in the area.
Yeah. I don't actually think it's a controlling thing by men in a lot of the cases, Sarah Jane. Like, as this texter makes the point, I don't think it's the men who even want to go. It's often it's the women pushing it.
Yeah, look, as Aideen quite rightly pointed out, it doesn't matter what side of the gender divide it falls in. Sometimes, like, I know... With a lot of women I know, you know, when they're getting back out there after having a baby for the first time and stuff like that, they do need an extra little bit of a push to just kind of to want to be out there. And also, you know, a lot of the time, if there's, say, for instance, I'm just using my own experience, if there's a small child involved, you don't get that many opportunities to be able to go out on a one-to-one with him and then go out with the girl separately. So why not just marry the two? But at the same time, like, I just think women, we speak more freely, we get a lot more off our chest, and it's a lot more beneficial to us. I mean, like, you know, you listen to so many podcasts, like we've our own podcast here, Little Birdie Told Me, where women sit down and they talk to one another and, you know, they express themselves. They learn from each other and stuff like that a lot better than if they're trying to, I suppose, make the conversation a little bit more accessible for men, because I think we are different at the end of the day. That's just my opinion. And yeah, maybe that's why we're all saying that we're at a different stage and we're all kind of experiencing a different setup now, but yeah, back in the day it was
interesting text here, Sarah Jane, from this listener who says, I actually have that partner. I have the partner that wants to go everywhere with me, or if a friend is calling, they'll break their neck to be home too. It's infuriating. They're not stupid, so I have to get very matter of fact and spell it out that they just weren't invited. It really stresses me out, and I blame the way they were reared. They've no bloody cop on. This listener says about their own partner. Ariana Dunn is with us too. Ariana, you hold the or you host the podcast Solo Powered. Have you come across this?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think it's just wild. I don't think it's necessarily a gender thing. I have lots of gay friends who have, you know, same sex partners, and, you know, oftentimes they'll bring them along to lunches or to say, and like the girls say, it just completely does change the dynamic of everything. But I think what the article was alluding to earlier on was the disrespect, I suppose, that comes with it as well. It's kind of like just not even letting the person know in advance that someone is going to be turning up, because I think if they let you know, said, you know, such and such that stand and they're coming, at least then you can be prepared for it. But when you have an idea in your head of how a lunch is going to go or how an evening is going to go, and then someone is there unexpectedly, whether that be a husband, a partner, or, you know, in a same-sex relationship, or even just a different friend. I mean, you know, I had a friend years ago who had a cousin who didn't have very many friends, and she'd often just invite the cousin along to our nights out, which, again, would just change the dynamic of everything. People are friends for a reason, because they feel safe and they feel like they're able to be their most authentic self with their friends. And when someone is there that, you know, wasn't expected to be there, it definitely changes the whole scenario. But I suppose from a solo powered perspective, you know, if you're single and you're going out with couples, that can be quite hard for the single person.
Well, there's another texter makes that very point. I was just about to read it, Ariana. This listener says, I'm single and I actually find it really unfair when friends bring their partners all the time. It feels like our friendship isn't important to them anymore.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. I can resonate with that somehow, because it's as though your friends don't, they just can't be bothered. They don't want to make time. You know, like, look, time is important, but like if you're constantly the friend who's inviting your own partner along all of the time, like, why are you even bothering to try and meet up with your pals? Like,
Yeah. And if you're single and you're feeling insecure about being single, it almost feels like that your friend is kind of pushing their relationship in your face, you know, sort of look how great I am or look how great our relationship is. And it can be very disheartening for someone in that situation when, you know, maybe all they want to do is have a conversation with their friend about their own dating experience or, you know, someone that they've just met or some insecurities that they might have. They wouldn't feel comfortable maybe having that in front of this loved up couple who are kind of making them feel insecure and making them feel bad about themselves.
Olivia Fahey is with us too, Ariana. Olivia is the editor of Geek Ireland. Is this ever acceptable, Olivia?
Honestly, I wouldn't say so, because for me personally, I think one of the ways that you can avoid these things happening is just by communicating. And when you're making the plans and making it clear from the offset that you are just there one-on-one, or it's like, this is girls only, or if it's for the lads are off having their own sort of thing, or like maybe best case scenario, if all the lads are sitting at one table and the girls are sitting at the other table, then at least there's that kind of degree of separation, but not sitting at the exact same table as you, kind of like trying to interject with their own stories when you're trying to have a different conversation.
And do you think you should just call friends out and say, sorry, Dave isn't invited?
100%.
Jeez, I'd like, never do that, Olivia. God, would you say no, he can't come?
Yeah.
I'd never say that.
I'm a very direct person.
I'm fairly direct, but no. My attitude to this is, Olivia, right, if you have Steph and Dave, right, and you're planning to go out or meet up with them at the weekend, and it's a girls' event or dinner or something that's been organised for Christmas, and Steph is asking, if Steph puts into the group, can Dave come? Steph already knows Dave, A, wasn't invited in the initial message, B, no, he shouldn't be coming, and C, Steph is actually putting the group now in a situation where, sure, what can you say? You have to say, sure, we'd love to, Dave. Great,
what I would do then is I'd say, like, yeah, do you want, I was like, well, here's the question. Like, do we want to make it a all of us and the partners, or do we want it to just be the girls? And put the question out that way, just to be like, well, let's try and like redefine what the night is supposed to be. And then that way it might kind of get the message across to be like, well, we were all kind of thinking that it was just a girls night thing. So like, do you mind not bringing him along? But if she says that she would like to bring him along and it's kind of insistent, then yeah, you are kind of stuck in that sense. And you're running the risk that Steph might turn around and be like, well, if he's not coming, I'm not coming. And I'd be of the attitude of, all right, we'll tell you how it is and send you pictures of the cocktail.
Yeah, I'd love to have your attitude to this, Olivia. I wouldn't dream of doing that.
I just don't have the time for it anymore. And like, what makes me laugh so much about all of this is that I am just so baffled that we still have people who are in their adulthood who do this, because my only story that I have of this is from when I was a teenager, when like I had some friends in school and they would not go anywhere without their partner. Like, you couldn't even go like walking around the shops or go to the movies or do anything without their boyfriends coming along with us as well. So it's one of those things, I'm like, do people not grow out of that? I just don't understand. But then again, I'm also just, I just don't have time for any of these things anymore. So I'm just like, nope, leave them at home.
I love this attitude. Would you, Aideen, would you call somebody out in the group and say, no, Steph, listen, it's girls' night, Dave can't come?
It kind of depends. And if I was to do it, I would definitely be a bit lighthearted about it, but absolutely make it known that this is girls only. In fact, what I think actually has really helped in the modern era of planning these things is the WhatsApp group. You can set up a brand new group for, you know, let's call it Lunch with Andrea on, you know.
Or as this texter suggests, Aideen, what they did is they've booked a table for me, Anne and Mary. There's no confusion.
But like, if you just, yeah, at the outset of when that is being organized, say, this is just for this. I'm putting these things on the agenda, these items. I will be discussing HRT and, you know, put all the things out there and be like, this is a girls only occasion. And so if your friend actually says, can Dave come too? That is your opportunity to go, are you okay? Because yeah, this
what's
isn't
wrong
normal.
That you need to bring
this,
yeah,
this is not normal at our age.
Girls or lads' nights out, whatever it is, says this texter. Partners have no place on these nights out, says this listener. I couldn't agree, Sarah Jane, with that caller more. But would you ever call somebody out in the group? You would?
Yeah, I would. I have to say, like, I suppose a bit long of the tooth now at this stage.
Am I the only one of you that wouldn't?
I must be.
What about you, Siobhan? Would you call them out?
I'd be so worried for the person. Like, why are they with this person? Why psychologically does this person feel the need to come along? I think it's more deep than that, just, and especially not on a WhatsApp. you'd have to sit them down on their own and go, listen, what's going on? Because the person should know. Yeah. And pop on.
This texter says, I used to be in a golfing group. There was about 10 of us. We'd meet on a Wednesday, let's say, and whoever turned up paired off and went out to play. Some days it could be 12, other days 6. But when we finished, we all went to the clubhouse. That's when the crack started. Men's crack. Then suddenly, a new guy was introduced. He's a good guy. But about the second time he played, he brought his wife along. She sat in the car while we played, but insisted on accompanying him into the clubhouse after. She just sat there among all the men. Soon, most of the men stopped playing. So it works both ways. Absolutely, to that listener, I have no doubt in my mind that there's lads listening to this today going, what are you talking about? Women do the exact same thing. Listener makes the point, what bloke actually wants to join their wives or partners for lunch or a catch-up meeting with women? You would be so surprised. You would be so surprised at the amount of men that land into these lunches and dinners. And I am telling you, it is often at the request of their female partner. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the number. Texter says, I make an extra effort to meet my single friend on her own for that very reason. That is a very sound friend. Another listener, why do women always want to talk? Why do you always need to talk about your emotions? Why can't you just talk about other stuff? Slag each other off, physical appearance, all the smutty jokes, you know, the normal stuff. We do that as well, though. I might let you know. Another listener says, I don't think it's, yeah, again, it's the men that want to go. It's often the women pushing it. Why is it automatically a control thing if a man does it, but not when a woman does? A lot of this has to do with culture. In other countries, girls and lads' nights out, they don't exist. I think it's actually quite weird that we do it so much in Ireland. Keep your views coming into us. You can drop me an email as always either. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Sarah Jane, Aideen Finnegan, Siobhan O'Connor, Ariana Dunn, Olivia Fahey. Thank you for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.